CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all 6:07. Welcome to Friday. And what a fancy one it is.
What a fancy Friday. I do indeed have a dress on. Adam is like sussing it out.
Covered up by a lot of scarf and jacket, though.
Sorry,
it's not
that
very
it's
fancy.
It's freezing outside.
Yeah, not fancy, is it?
I mean, I'm still in a dress. I don't have pants on. My legs are frozen. Oh. And I've got tan on.
For the fancy Friday?
Yeah.
You popped it on just for fancy?
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy, I suppose.
See, thank you. And you're dressed up in a little bit of a suit?
Yeah, obviously.
Is that your Luxe a suit jacket?
Of course it is. It's all Luxe.
The one that you got from down the road?
Yeah, it's all Luxe.
Super Luxe. I can see it in the collar. Yeah, looks shiny.
Everything's Luxe.
Yeah.
It's all above
and
board.
You got your little Peaky Blinders hat on.
Peaky Blinders hat is on. It's all above board.
Oh, super fancy.
So well done to everyone.
Well done. I hope you're having a fancy Friday.
I know.
Maybe you just got fancy underwear on.
A lot of the tradies every Friday dress up in suits when they head to work for Fancy Friday.
Maybe they could wear fancy socks, like Explorer socks.
They're not that fancy, are they?
No, Explorers. But surely they're not too cheap.
Yeah, but they're not fancy. It's about fanciness.
Okay, whatever.
On today's show, we're speaking to Cav Templey, the singer of this band. And songwriter. Eskimo Joe. Fame. He's got a new single, Machines of Love and Grace. Sounds a bit like him.
Does sound very similar, doesn't it?
But that's his solo tune. It's out now. He's got a solo album coming out. Maybe he's got some solo dates. I know that Eskimo Joe's coming to Hobart pretty soon in September. So we'll get the lowdown from Cav Templey later on in the show. Friday Live as well today with the local champ, Shiana. She's coming back.
Oh, I'm so excited for Friday Live. Just brings in the weekend vibes. Oh, so good.
Coming up very soon, Who Dat as well. We're playing with Justin Timberlake today, if you can spot him from a lineup of three clips. Next up, we're going to play 5 Second Rule. We'll challenge each other and challenge you to challenge us. That's how it works at CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari, that's Avicii. I can't really hear very much in my headphones.
Do you want mine?
No, it's not that. It's the equipment round here. Anyway, should we challenge each other?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Alrighty, we've got 5 seconds to answer a question. Play along. See if you can beat Adam and I. We usually are pretty bad at this, only because it's so early. Okay, Adam.
Yeah, challenge me.
I'm going to challenge you.
Challenge me.
I hope the listener beats you. 5 seconds to name 3 things that go around your neck.
A necklace, a lei. I don't know anything else.
A scarf, a lanyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Those ones. Yep. Yay, I got it.
Well done. We'll take it. It's Friday.
Yeah, who actually cares?
Just remember how kind I was to you just then.
Who cares anyway, though, right?
Oh, stop.
Who even cares? Ari, can you, for me, please name 3 things you put cream on?
Pancakes, toast.
Put cream on your toast?
Yeah, jam and cream.
On toast? Well, I suppose
you
could.
Have you not had jam and cream on toast? Oh, so delicious. I don't.
Like a normal scone. Person, I've put it on a scone, but.
Yeah, sorry. I'm at Sloop.
So you've never put it on toast?
Yeah, I have, with jam.
You have?
Yeah, delicious.
So not just a scone?
No.
Yeah, there's also the other type of cream. You put the Savlon on a rash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, hey, we're all winners today.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
We're all winners today, all right? We're all winners.
I didn't even think about that type of cream. I must be hungry.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Most people in their lives have misheard a lyric or two. Mm. I've got a few here ready to fire off. Now, we are talking to Cav Templey, singer and songwriter of Eskimo Joe. So I'll start with Eskimo Joe. Back when this one came out. I thought he was singing about, like, what's the point in fingers? What's the point in having fingers? You know? Like, I'll understand the point of fingers.
I didn't even know that's what it said.
It's like punk rock rebellion against fingers.
Okay.
But
it's not.
But then I'm like, when I got a bit older, I was like, no, he must mean, like, casting blame, the point of fingers, like casting blame. But I've only just realised now that the lyric is actually all of us stand and point our fingers at the ground. So I don't know what he's going on about. But
I didn't know that.
What about this one from Selena Gomez? What are you hearing? Took you like a shot, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. What are you hearing?
Took you like a shot, chase you like a cold evening.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, when, thank you.
When I first heard it, I thought she's saying, I took you like a shot. Took you like
a shot, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Oh, my God, imagine. Well, you don't really take a shot, do you? You let it out, so wouldn't make any sense.
Unless you intentionally shot, yeah, you don't really take a shot.
No.
But if you know it's coming, yeah, I've just got to take this shot.
Well, you wouldn't shot, would you? Just go to the toilet.
Yeah, but you go to the toilet to take a shot.
Oh, my God.
And apparently there's a Blink-182 song that every fan has been getting wrong for ages. What are you hearing here? I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. What are you hearing?
I can't remember the words.
I'll do it again.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
Yeah, everyone, all the fans apparently thinking it's I walk alone, but it's I wore cologne to get the feeling right. Had a spray. Cologne? I wore cologne.
I
took her out. It was a Friday
night. I walk alone.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Really? It does not!
Yeah, that's the real lyric. Apparently the singer had to come out recently on Twitter and tell everyone, science fact, if you thought the lyrics were, I walk alone to get the feeling right, you are a fake fan, he said.
Oh, I walk alone. Yeah. I love cologne. I took her out. It was a Friday
night. I walk alone. Walk alone.
That's very close, though. Don't you? That's like... Oh.
I walk alone, yeah. I can understand how people got that mixed up.
What, did you know it?
I thought it was walk alone. Yeah.
Okay.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, okay.
Except the singer who wrote it.
Yeah, okay. Good. Just checking. Wow.
You got any
Mind
good,
blown.
You got any good misheard lyrics? Let us know on 1-300-655-922.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double. Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. Justin Timberlake is up in our audio clips. He's only in one, though. Can you guess which one is the real Justin Timberlake out of that audio lineup of three? If you can, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats. Yum. And also in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment. And it's Prize Giving Friday today, so we'll be giving those away today.
All right, A, B or C, which one is Justin Timberlake? This is A.
And he just started beatboxing. I was like, the legend is true.
B.
There was definitely enough songs to put an album out.
C.
I went from, nothing to suddenly touring the world.
A, B, or C, which one is Justin Timberlake, the fella who proudly brought Sexy back for his old.
Dang.
Here we go again, his A.
And he just started beatboxing, and I was like, the legend is true.
B.
There was definitely enough songs to put an album out.
See.
I went from, nothing to suddenly touring the world.
1-300-655-922. Which of those three is Justin Timberlake for your chance to win on CFM?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Brian Adams featuring Mel C on CFM. We're doing the Justin Timberlake Challenge.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rowan from Somerset on to play Who Dat this morning. All right, Rowan, are you a fan of Justin Timberlake?
Oh, I wouldn't say a fan, but I think I know his voice.
Yeah, you reckon you know his voice. All right, let's find out. I'm going to run the clips for you, and you tell us which of the three is his voice. Here's A.
And he just started beatboxing, and I was like, the legend is true.
B.
There was definitely enough songs to put an album out?
Say.
I went from, you know, nothing to suddenly touring the world.
What are you thinking, Rowan?
I'm thinking I.
And he just started beatboxing, and I was like, the legend is true.
You're thinking correct.
Well done, Rowan.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Celebrate, it's Friday!
Rowan!
Well done, mate. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats and that flue clean and wood heater assessment from Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rowan. Clip B there, Eminem. Clip C, Chris Kilpatrick from NSYNC.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow.
Today, the 3rd of June, Ari, I'd like to teach you a little something about history.
All right, go on.
On this day.
Get to it, Adam.
All right, it was on this day, 1946, the bikini bathing suit was unveiled for the first time in Paris. It's the birthday of the bikini today.
Should have wore fancy bikinis then, Dev. I missed opportunity.
I mean, it was all here in the show plan.
I know, I didn't read it, sorry.
On this day, 1991, Movie World opened to the public on the Gold Coast.
Warner Brothers Movie World. Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
You ever go to a movie world?
Yeah, I love movie world.
Did you
love seeing all the characters?
You've been on that Superman roller coaster?
I have you?
Yep.
Oh, so much fun.
It's not bad. I can handle it.
So much fun. Yeah. I like the Scooby-Doo ride.
Do you? Mm. Is that? Yeah, I remember that as well.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Did you get spooked?
I did get spooked. Oh. I get spooked at everything, Adam.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was on this day in 1996, Crowded House announced they were breaking up. So don't dream. It's over. They're broken up. They have reformed several times, so it's all good. You can you can actually dream. It's not really over. And on this day in 2019, Jay-Z. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzy. Or as I call him, Jay-Z. Was named the world's first billionaire rapper by Forbes magazine. First ever billionaire rapper.
Go, Jay-Z!
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, g'day, Ari. G'day, all.
G'day.
How are we, Friday?
Oh, happy Friday feels.
All right, coming up this hour, Friday Live, Cheyenne's going to return to the studios to grace us with a tune.
Mmm, love it.
Word Sanger on the way. Dog News on the way. And today, we want to know, how often do you clean your sheets? CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie on Facebook. It's sort of a Maggie tribute talk topic, because
yeah,
she called
is.
In yesterday with this.
If you just have a doona, and most people have that on there for 5-6 months during winter, could you imagine wearing the same clothes for that length of time? That's just dirty.
I don't think I know anyone that has left their doona on unwashed for 6 months.
Oh, I know.
I know there's people out there, but it wigs me out.
I know a fella in Hobart that probably has never washed his doona.
It's a Granger.
Sorry? That's not Ben Granger. No. No, Smutty Sam. The guy that says thousands of years ago.
Oh, really?
He sleeps.
Get out. Ooh.
He lives in this, like, Anglicare building. He sleeps on his couch.
What?
So he doesn't clean his bed because his bed is his couch. So you go over there and sit on his couch
and you're
sitting on his filthy bed.
That's worse.
And there's definitely no way he's ever washed his doona.
No way. Ugh,
sometimes you go around there and your eyes sting.
No. From you're the kidding. Filth. You are kidding, right?
He's a filthy man. There's a reason they call him Smutty Sam.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll talk more about that next. How often do you clean your sheets and your doona?
Got
we want
to
know.
Tips too to make them last longer. Yeah.
Nice.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 101.7 CFM.
Good morning.
Morning.
How often do you clean your sheets? I think Alyssa on the Facebook page, once a week in the cooler months and twice in the warmer months. I think she has it right. You got to do it a bit extra in the warmer months without that sweat. They get a bit soggy, don't they?
Oh my God, ew.
For you, you wake up in a pool.
Do you not sweat?
Not like that, no.
Sometimes I do wake in a bit of a peel, yeah.
Bit of a peel. I've got some tips, though, to keep sheets clean between washes, like to make your time, those 7 days, maybe go a little longer or at least keep them as fresh as possible for those 7 days.
Yep.
So, showering before you go to bed, which is what Maggie suggested to us yesterday anyway. So, making sure you shower just before you hop into bed. Avoiding naps after a sweaty gym session.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. I've done that before.
Have you? But do you shower before bed at night, though?
Yes, I do.
See, I don't really do that. Unless sometimes in the winter I'll just have an extra shower because it's cold.
Yeah, I do to get warm. Yeah. Removing makeup before you go to sleep?
Yep, do that.
I don't.
Every time.
If I have makeup on, I definitely forget to do that.
I don't even put it on in the first place just because I want to stay clean.
Oh, look at you, go. Well, I hardly wear it anyway. But, yeah, avoiding taking it all off before you go to sleep. Avoiding putting on lotions, creams or oils right before bed.
Yep.
So having that time gap between you actually go to your bed. Not eating or drinking in bed. Mm. Do you eat or drink in bed?
Sometimes.
My favourite thing is breakfast in bed on a Sunday
morning.
What
about the crumbs, though?
Yeah, but I change all my sheets on a Sunday.
Ah, so you get it as crummy as you want.
Yeah. So all the bedroom activities happen, and then you clean your bed on Sunday.
Okay.
Like having a coffee and having a bit of toast in bed.
Oh, those activities.
While you're people watching.
Right.
So not eating or drinking in bed. Keeping your pets off your sheets.
Wow, what about that Santee of yours?
I don't let her on the sheet. I don't like her under the cover, but I'll put a blanket, on top of the bed and she'll sleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way to keep your sheets cleaner. And removing debris and dirt from your feet or socks before climbing into bed.
Mm. I just take the socks off.
Well, yeah. I don't. Sleeping in socks, no thank you.
Take the socks off, bam, there goes all the dirt and grime.
There's also a couple comments here as well to say, changing your pillowcases more often if you are having any skin, like maybe you're breaking out a little bit and some pimples, that you should probably change your pillowcases every 2 days.
Well, I find if my bedding does get too dirty, particularly in the summer months, I find that I get a pimple or two. I reckon it's from the bedding being dirty.
Yeah, and to air out your bed. So when you get up in the morning, strip back your bed, let it air out for an hour, and then make your bed. But I don't got time for that.
Yeah, we got lives.
We got to be at
People
work.
People have lives. They can't just dedicate all their lives to keeping their bed clean and airing it out and
so
stuff.
So something about like you shouldn't just get up and make your bed straight away because it doesn't have a chance to breathe.
Hmm.
Which makes sense. I reckon my mum does this at home.
When does it need to breathe? After you clean it?
So when you wake up and the bed is all warm because you've been sleeping all night, pull all the blankets back and like fold them on the end of the bed and let your whole bed breathe for an hour or so and then completely make it again.
Yeah. I usually do it once a week, but this last weekend I was sick. I was laying in it. So mine's due for a clean this weekend. I've also got the problem of I've got one of those foam pillows where it's got an added case over it that you unzip. So it's just a hunk of foam with this bit that you unzip and that gets smelly. I've got to wash that. But then when it's not dry in time, I can't put it back on. I'm down a pillow while it's drying.
You need to get another case for it, doll.
Yeah.
You've got to get yourself. I've got four different sets.
I think I just need a dryer.
Oh, wow, that's a fantastic idea.
I'd be washing all the time, particularly in the winter if I had
a
dryer.
All right, let's push some units for some dryers.
Shift them. Now, Ari, I've got a better way to detect for COVID than these rat tests that are all so popular.
Here we go.
More accurate and cuter, right? A new study has claimed that sniffer dogs are more reliable to detect COVID-19 infections than those popular rat tests. New studies claimed. So I don't know if you want to train Santee, but you don't need to get those rats anymore. Just train Santee. A group of 335 people took part in the research, which with about one third of the participants testing positive for the virus with a nasal PCR swab. By sniffing sweat samples and using up to 300 million scent receptors in their nose, the dogs picked up 97% of those PCR positive cases and reached 100% sensitivity for asymptomatic cases, the study said. So not even any symptoms, not like the dogs going, "Oh, you've got symptoms." They're sniffing out the COVID, even the people that have no symptoms. So, I don't know.
Imagine rocking up to the airport and getting off the plane and being like, "Oh, the sniffer dog's coming after me. It's coming after me. We've got COVID.
Get back in that plane, son. You've got COVID.
Back. Send it
back.
Back
you go."
That'd be so weird, don't you think?
Yeah, pretty weird in a way, yeah. The dogs did outperform the rat tests when it came to detecting the presence of coronavirus. The team of French and Emirati, like United Arab Emirates people, researchers said, so it was a French and Emirati research. And the team said a well-trained sniffer team could be a rapid and non-invasive alternative to rats, particularly at airports and sporting events. So there you go. You don't even have to shove anything up your nose or anything. Just have a cute little dog.
And like major sporting events. So true.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep, get out of here, Covey.
They're so cute.
You got Covey.
You got Covey. Kick on.
Plus cute and more accurate. So everyone wins. All's well that ends well. Is it? Would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. No, I just Cheers. Want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
Train Santee. Throw your rat test out.
I think I'll still get a rat test. Thanks, Vito. I just want
a dog. A dog. A dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Lady Gaga there.
I heard from the heavens.
On CFM's Adam and Ari.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger, Theo. Our word machine will give you two words. Do you know the word that's in the middle of the sanger? If you do, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word correct, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days, so you can splash your cash this weekend.
Phone number again, 1-300-655-922. And the words are what, Theo?
Your words for today are machine and driver.
Machine and driver.
Cheers for that, Theo. Yeah, we got machine and driver, so it's something in the middle. Machine, something, something, driver.
What is the could
something?
It be?
We need the something. Oh, I don't know what it could be.
1-300-655-922.
Machine, something, something, driver. What's the something? Can't call us.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
It is 16 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Ebony from La Trobe on to play Word Sanger. Ebony, how often do you clean your sheets?
Fortnightly, probably.
Fortnightly?
Oh, nice. Yep. Nice. Fortnightly.
That's better than nothing.
Better than 6 months.
Better than 6 months, yeah.
Yes.
6 months is the one to beat, we've decided. All right, Ebony, Theo, our word machine and supreme gentleman is going to give you the words and you give us that middle word.
Your words for today are machine and driver.
What goes in the middle, Ebs?
Is it gun?
It's not
no.
gun.
No.
Machine gun.
Sorry, Ebony.
Gun driver. Sorry, right. Ebony. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Hello, CFM, who's this?
G'day, it's Cleveland Hall here.
Cleveland, was it?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland, mate, how are you going this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, yourself?
Yeah, we're pretty good. All right, our word machine Theo is going to give you the words and you give us that middle word.
Your words for today are machine and driver.
What goes in the middle, Clevey?
I reckon it's gun.
It's not gun, machine gun. Gun driver, it's not. Sorry, mate. Hello, CFM, who's this?
Indiana.
Good morning.
All right, Indiana, the word machine will give you the words. You give us the middle word.
Your words for today are machine and driver.
What goes in the middle, Indy?
Is it truck?
Truck driver. No, sorry. Thanks, Indiana. You have a good morning. Off she goes.
No correct guesses so far.
Well, that'll do. We'll have to roll over to Monday because we've got Friday Live with Shiana. We got no time.
No time. All right. We will complete this on Monday.
Yeah, it's not truck and it's not gun. Remember that for next week.
Friday Live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Yes, it is. CFM's Friday Live. We get a local champion every Friday to play some music and tell us about themselves. Very excited to welcome back Shiana to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
No worries. What's been going on in your life since we last saw you?
Oh, heaps. Was heaps it? And heaps. Like, we've got 3 gigs this weekend. We've got tonight at Live at the Wharf, 5:30 to 7:30 with the Shiana Band. That's going to be great. Tomorrow we've got, like, with Shiana and Marla, because we do a duo.
Yeah.
And there's Ellis House. They're having a fashion parade at the Noman Room, which all the proceeds go towards women with grief and trauma, which is amazing.
Yeah. I reckon I've been to a fashion show and you guys were performing before, and it was you just honestly, having you guys there made it just music creates so much of an atmosphere, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
FOMO.
So that's going to be great. And then Sunday we've got one of our favourite venues, the Longley International Hotel down in below Hobart, and we've got some special guests, Kelly Ottaway on keyboards, and Miss Jones is joining us as opening act as well. So that's going to be awesome.
So you were jam-packed. Now, I know that everyone has kind of been unwell at the moment.
Yeah.
What, for someone that obviously your voice is, you know, your job, do you have any tips on how to recover and keep your voice
Totally rest and try not to talk, which it was really hard. And just honey, lemon, and hot, you know, garlic hot drinks, and just hope that it comes right. That's what I'm hoping for this weekend, anyway, because I have had the flu, but I'm getting over it. And going to attempt this song this morning. Oh. But I did want to mention Women of the Moon as well, because we've got that happening as well with 11 wonderful women on the coast, and we've got the Foreign Mountain Winter Festival next weekend, June the 12th. So that's really exciting thing to look forward to.
At Mount Noman, it's going to be amazing. And it's also on my birthday.
Yeah, well.
Oh, really?
So you'll see me there.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Oh. All right, what song are we hearing today?
Well, I was going to do a new song, but I've changed my mind, because I did send you a song in for backup, but I'm actually going to play that song. It's an old song, but I might play it a new way.
Oh, cool.
So something a bit different.
Yeah.
It's called Blindside.
Yeah, well, Blindside.
The station is yours.
Yeah, take it away.
Thank you.
Friday feels. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I got through it.
You got through it. Yes. The honey, lemon, and water is working.
Excellent.
Thanks so much. It's Shayana, a local artist for CFM's Friday Live. Where can we follow you online if we want to follow your journey?
My website is www.shayana.com, S-H-E-Y-A-N-A. And you can find me on Facebook on The Shayana Band or Shayana on Facebook as well. So
wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in this cool morning.
Thanks for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Yeah, g'day, Ari. Hey, coming up this hour, big, big news. Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe. He's going to join us on the phone.
Yeah.
Talk about his new solo single, solo album that's coming out soon.
Find out all the deets from him.
Yeah, the real gritty, dirty details, I assume. He's got dirty stuff to tell us, probably. Stay tuned. We'll talk to him before 9 o'clock. It's probably going to be dirty. I don't know why. Chorus Kings, call and sing for your chance to win. That's coming up. Birthday book highlight of the morning. Oh. That birthday book.
Bring it on. Probably, can we say your name correctly?
Probably a long one today too, because all the weekend entries in there too, probably.
Yeah, so true.
Can't wait for that. And we're going to talk more about bed sheets next too. Bed sheets. How often do you clean them? Do you clean them?
Stop it,
Do you sleep on a bed with no sheet?
Stop.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Damien has written in, oh, you're supposed to wash them.
Jasmine Brown has said, not enough, apparently, and a whole lot of laughing faces. Okay, Adam, what about, so it's your day to clean the house, you're doing all your chores, you're doing the washing, everything goes in. What happens if you then forget, and maybe they're still sitting in the washing machine, and then it gets to the end of the night, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed, and you look at that, oh, that feeling when you look at your bed and there's no sheets on it.
Annoying.
And it's bare, and you're like, but it's already so late.
You put backup sheets on, don't you have another pair, another set of sheets?
I'm not going to lie. I have slept with nothing.
But do you have a backup? You've just been too lazy.
I do, but sometimes I use the backup and then that sits because, you know, it takes a long time to dry, and then maybe I feel like I want to wash them like the next set, and then sometimes there's just like some washing that's maybe backed up.
Right. So you don't have any backup because
Or maybe you're just so tired that you can't even move your arms and you're like,
because you do big loads of washing. You go like 4 or 5 loads at once, don't you? Don't you leave your washing?
Well, I've learned. I've gotten better this year. It was one of my goals. I've definitely gotten better. But yeah, I do like to do like a weekend of washing.
So because you have several loads of washing, you could have several sets of bedding in those loads. You might run out.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah.
And you lay down on a non-bedded bed.
I have, yeah.
So what does that mean? A bare mattress, bare pillows?
Yeah.
With what, a doona with no cover?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know. I know, it is horrible. And it feels so gross on your feet and your hands.
Yeah, isn't it
stuff.
Also uncomfortable?
It's not nice. But I have done it and I am a little bit ashamed of it.
Well, you should be.
Yeah, a little bit.
And if you're listening and
but
you think
I'm
this
not
is horrible.
Lie, I would do it again. Like,
would you?
Yeah.
Well, if you have to, if you don't have a choice, I suppose you can't help it. But I mean.
I probably could have slept in a spare bed, but I mean.
When I strip the dirty bedding off the bed, I put it straight in the washing machine and wash it as soon as it's off the bed. It goes in the washing machine and then it goes up to dry.
Yeah, but I do a cleaning day,
Adam. Yeah, but this is why you shouldn't.
So I always do my towels first because my towels then go into my dryer and then by the time that the sheets are in, the towels are back out and they're nice and fresh and they're warm too.
No.
And then because of all my loads of washing, and then I run out of space on the line and it's just, it's just never good.
Too much chaos can lead this way because then you end up with no bedding.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It happens all the time, it sounds.
No, not a lot.
Shouldn't have
like
happened more than once.
More often than it probably
should. It
should
have happened once and then you learn your lesson and it never happened again is what should
but
have happened.
But I'm not the only one. Surely other people have been caught in that scenario.
I don't know. If you have, call in 1-300-655-922. And if we don't get any calls, I assume you're the only one.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Good morning. We're about to do the birthday book, but first, Sophie's given us a call at 1-300-655-922. Sophie, are you calling about bed sheets?
Yes, I am, and I just have to say, Ari, that is disgusting.
It is so disgusting. I know.
See, I'm sorry. I wash my kids' sheets like every second night. I wash mine like at least every weekend. And when there's washing that needs to get done, it gets put in the washing machine. Like No later than 2 days after it's been taken off everyone's bodies or beds. Like, it's got to go in the washing machine. Clothes can fester, it can get mould, it can get stinky.
Imagine the germs festering in the pile. Dear, oh dear.
Oh my God, I would have a heart attack if I saw a house. Like, if I have, like, one small basket full of washing, it's going in the washing machine on a low water level. Like, no way could you leave it for that long. That's doing my head in. I can't believe that. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, I like to get it
I'm
done and out of
lie,
the way.
I'm not going to lie, just to really do your head in. So I was off sick for 2 weeks, right? And because of that, I washed the sheet set so often. So it was like 2 days and I washed them. I still have one set I haven't washed yet and that's sitting in the washing basket.
And you were sick. Sorry,
those germs.
But it's locked in the laundry. It's not near it. I did Glen 20 the whole entire house.
No, those germs are forming a society right now.
They might be actually.
No,
and I think I've had towels in the washing machine for like 2 days that I just remembered about.
You have to rewash them. You can't just like take them out, put them in a dryer. You have to like, rewash them.
Yep. I know. I forgot about that.
And then take them out to dry. You can't put them in a dryer because then that stink from sitting in there for the day stays in the towels. You actually have to air them out properly.
Oh, no.
She's right. She's right.
Gonna have to wash them. Gonna have to wash them again. Wash them, air them out, no dryer, wash my sheets. Okay, okay. Sophie's telling me.
Do you clean your washing machine? Do you put your washing machine in a clean cycle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once a week.
There we go. Well, once a week?
I don't think she does. She doesn't wash her clothes for 2 weeks.
She can't because she's too busy putting it through the clean cycle, it sounds like. Once a week? You don't have to do it once a week, do you?
Well, yeah, I do my washing and then it goes on a clean cycle.
After the washing? Yeah, every time?
Yeah. Well, not every time, but after I do my day.
What's that, Sophie?
What about the lint? Do you take the lint?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Like
that little bottom bit. Mine's on the bottom right, and you got to get a little like screwdriver to pop it out too because it's like all protected and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm going to have to call BS.
Oh, no!
I like Sophie.
I'm calling BS.
Thanks so much, Sophie, for your call. When you were first calling, I thought it was someone to defend Ari, so I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Sophie.
Bye.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Got a couple of birthdays to shout out. They've been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au, so they're in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We'll draw that later in the show as well. It's Prize Giving Friday.
It sure is. A huge happy birthday to Bailey from Penguin. Happy birthday, Bailey. Hope you don't have to work too hard on your birthday. Love you from Nan and Andy.
One here for Bailey from Burnie. Happy fifth birthday to my beautiful grandson, Bailey. Hope you have an amazing day. Live always, but I assume it means love always, but live always works too. Nan, Auntie Bren and Cousin Joey.
Huge happy birthday to you all.
Keep those calls coming in about Ari's disgusting laundry habits too.
You sweat in your sleep and don't wash your sheets as often.
I can't help sweating. You can help.
That's so gross.
Washing them. Take them away. Take them to the chorus. La la la. Chorus King, sing it!
We want you to sing it up for grabs. You could be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. It's Prize Giving Friday, so you'll be the last person in the draw to win, and you could be winning it today. All you need to do is finish the line of the song, the chorus, sing it loud and proud, and, of course, I mean, call us, 1-300-655-922.
Yep, sing it louder, proud, as Ari said there. Here's the line. Actually, this is the line. I've labelled them wrong again. So I made it pretty easy there, just gave you the line. So what comes after this bit? It's a Friday. Thought it'd make it super easy for you to be in the draw for that Leading Edge Electronics voucher. So what comes after that? Do you know? 1-300-655-922 if you do. I've been a whole lot easier since bitches gone. Then what comes after that?
To be honest, I've already forgotten.
Ah, there you go. So has everyone else. 1-300-655-922 to be a Chorus King.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Who cares about today's Chorus King? I screwed it up.
You got it wrong and then no one called.
I screwed it up and no one called. But before you judge me, ask yourself, are you perfect? Are you perfect?
How many times have you washed your sheets?
We all make mistakes. We all make them.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Spin Doctors on CFM's Adam and Ari, joined on the phone by Cav Temperley, the singer, songwriter, bassist and occasional keyboard player of the Australian band Eskimo Joe. First of all, Cav, you're a huge part of the Australian music scene and it's wonderful to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
Now, you've got a brand new single, a solo single, Machines of Love and Grace. Can you tell us about that title? What's going on there?
Well, it's kind of a mix of a whole lot of bits and pieces. There is a really famous Richard Brodigan poem called Machines of Loving Grace. You know, maybe somewhere in translation I heard it wrong and wrote my own version of it. But really, the song's about our relationship that we have with our phones and through our phones and how that all kind of came to a head during the last 2.5 years of the pandemic. I don't know about you guys, but I was, you know, spending a lot of time having FaceTime dinners with people and, you know, continuously checking my feed to see what was going on with, you know, numbers of COVID and all the rest of it, and just basically spending all of my time and having relationships through my phone. So the song is about that and, you know, and an observation on all of the goods and evils that came out of that.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people turned to TikTok during the pandemic too.
Guilty.
Well, thankfully, I didn't.
So how come you decided to do this solo instead of with Eskimo Joe?
It's a good question. I mean, look, generally I'm writing music all the time and sometimes those songs get turned into Eskimo Joe songs. Sometimes they end up as songs on other people's records and sometimes it's a solo album. This is my second full solo album that I'm working on, and during the pandemic, we put out two new Eskimo Joe songs, and they were like the first songs we put out since 2013. And I started writing this particular song not knowing if it was going to be an Eskimo song or what it was going to be. And you know, it ended up being a solo song, but I think you can kind of hear the bones of it. You know, it could have been an Eskimo Joe song. It's got that kind of dark rock and roll vibe to it. So, yeah, look, I'm one of those people who is like a tragic music lifer. I'm just going to keep writing and putting out music, whether anyone wants to listen to it or not. And this time round, it's a solo album, and hopefully people do want to listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. And do you find it, like, super therapeutic, just being able to sit down and just write down all your thoughts and feelings, I guess, and then be able to write songs?
Well, look, Ari, I don't want to get into too much of a deep rabbit hole here, but that is essentially why all musicians do it. There is this kind of, I guess, vanquishing of the demons inside of you every time you write a song. So it's really handy. I mean, I started probably writing, you know, I didn't even call it poetry at the time, but I would just write these pages of words, and they ended up looking like a really short story of something that had happened in the last 24 hours of my life. And then they eventually started to evolve into songs, and I just felt that if I turned whatever was happening in my life into a story, into a song, then it helped me process the whole thing. And the record that I've written, Machines of Love and Grace, is really that. It's this kind of journalistic, you know, write-up of what's happened to us over the last 2.5 years. And I guess the first taste of that is the song, you know, talking about our connection to technology and how that's affecting us.
Yeah, so is the whole album finished, ready to go? It's just not released yet, or are you still finishing it off?
Good question. I keep telling people I have finished it, but I haven't finished it.
Okay.
I'm about three-quarters of the way through. The albums, there's a few moving parts. Like, for instance, there's a really great song on there with me and John Butler. We're doing this kind of really cool duet, and we were meant to record that. Most of it's recorded, all the music is, but we haven't put the vocals down yet. We were meant to record that in, I don't know, about a month or so ago, just before he went over to Europe. But, you know, he was in Melbourne at the time. I got over there. We had the studio booked, and then his wife came down with COVID, and then his kids came down with COVID, and it was just a bit like, okay, I guess we can't do this at this point in time. So he's getting back from Europe, I think, in the next week, and then he lives, you know, just about 3 hours' drive from where I live. So we'll probably spend a day in the studio when he gets back. So there's a few moments like that that need to be ticked off. You know, obviously having John Butler on your record is an important part of a record, so I think I should probably wait that one out. And then there's other people on the record, like Katie Steele, who you might remember from Little Birdie. She's on the record. There's another singer called Siobhan Cochins, who's from Perth, who's amazing, who's also on the record. So the album turned out to be this whole album of duets, and you know, getting a lot of the reason why that was is because they were just the people who were in Perth while we were all in lockdown. And I was like, what are you guys up to? Do you want to come over to the studio for a jam?
Yeah.
And they did, and it turned out really well. So, yeah, I've kind of been, because I've been recording it all myself, I've had to kind of chip away at it. So the album is almost finished, but I just need a few people in the room with me.
That sounds so awesome. I can't wait to hear all your duets with these epic humans. Honestly, I love a bit of a collab. Over your career, who has been your favourite artist to work with?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I guess in Eskimo Joe, we've been fairly insular. We've pretty much just worked with each other a lot of the time. But, you know, I've had some amazing songwriting sessions with people over the years. I remember... I wrote a song with Troye Sivan, which never ended up on any of his records. But it was really great to, you know, do some writing with him, and then, you know, and then a couple of years later go, oh, wow, okay, cool, he's kicking ass, that's great. So there's, you know, moments like that that are really amazing. my favourite part of the process is always sitting down and writing songs. So I've managed to sit down and write with some, you know, really cool people over the years, like, you know, written on a John Butler song, written on a Busby Maru song. God, I should probably look at my bio and remember who I've written with. But, yeah, I think my most inspiring and inspirational people I've worked with has always been in the writing process.
Yeah, wonderful.
Cool. Do you have any solo dates as a solo artist to promote the album? Are you playing solo?
I am playing solo, and I'm definitely going to be coming to Davenport at some point in time, because I'm going to be doing a whole lot of regional dates before I hit the cities. So I think the dates that I'll be playing around Tasmania will probably be in around about November. So just keep an eye out. If a poster rocks up in your local cafe, But you can always jump onto Instagram. I'm pretty prolific on Instagram of all the social media platforms. All the info will be there on everything. But if you want to get information, you can always DM me on Instagram. I'm pretty good with that one, but probably bad with all the rest of them. So yeah, just keep an eye out. But I'm definitely planning an extensive solo tour. Before that, we're actually heading out with Eskimo Joe and doing a big double album tour where we're playing our albums, Song of the City and Black Fingernails Red Wine, back to back. So we'll be coming to Hobart and playing that, I think, you know, end of October or early October even, I think.
Yeah, 30th of September I have in Hobart.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yep.
Not even October.
Yeah, almost though, almost. A couple of days away.
Yeah.
Kav, thanks so much for being with us. Love your work. Great new single. Can't wait for the album.
Oh, thank you so much for your support, guys. Without people like you, we don't get to do what we do. So thank you.
Thank you for jumping on, Kav. Also, can't wait for you to be in Devonport.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll have a beer.
I'll come in and say hello.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the end of the week, Ari.
Welcome to it. Happy Friday.
And you listening. And we have someone else on the line right now, 1-300-655-922. She called yesterday, but we've been speaking about it again, washing and bedding. Maggie, welcome to the end of the week to you too.
Seriously, Ari, you've got to stop, baby. You've got to stop.
Stop, like, having my washing in the laundry.
Oh, God. Just leaving it in the washing machine overnight. After our conversation yesterday, it did my head in. I actually went out and bought 4 brand new pillows.
Did you?
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Bestie.
I've got a question, okay? So, obviously, sheets, do like, the doona covers and everything, once a week to be washed. How many times do you wash your actual doona and your actual pillows?
My pillows get washed all the time. That's why I have more pillows than I need.
Mm.
They also have pillow protectors on them.
Yeah.
And, like, the sheets every Wednesday, religiously, they get stripped, washed, and the bed is aired for a few hours, and then a new set of sheets go on.
Mm.
I probably have... Oh, about 15 sets for the king size.
Wow.
20 sets for the double bed. 20. And, I don't know how many singles after having, you know, quite a few children.
That's a lot.
You're doing my head in. I'm ready to, like, turn the radio off.
Oh, no!
There's another listener gone, Ari.
Washed your sheets yet, Adam? How long has it been since you washed your sheets?
Well, I'm usually doing it once a week, but I missed the weekend because I was sick laying in the bed, so I'll be doing it this weekend, so a bit longer.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
So
when my partner was dying from the man flu, it was like just about every second day because he sweats like a hog.
Does he?
And I actually ended up, I had to move into the spare room because, yeah.
It was too gross.
Well, and then in the middle of winter, he has the fan on full blast.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
No.
It's like I have to have my lecky blanket on, and I'm worried because he sweats like a hog. He's going to electrocute me.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
So he's on his own when he's like that. It's like, if you can't breathe too bad, I'll kick you. If you still can't breathe, well, you die. I don't give mouth to mouth.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's fair.
Hey, Adam, question for you. Can you tell Meg, how many times have you washed your physical pillow?
Oh, it's, I don't know.
When was the last time?
One of them's a hunk of foam, so I don't know how to wash that. And the
and
other
how
ones.
How long have you had that pillow for?
Many a year. Yeah, many a year.
Oh, yuck. No, your pillow should be washed at least monthly, without a doubt.
But how do I wash it? How do I wash the hunk of foam, the memory foam?
Well, I've got a memory foam one too. They're quite difficult because I actually have a memory foam seat and that's snapped in half. You've got to wash it by hand if it doesn't go in the washing machine. Then, you know, roll it up as tight as you can, squeeze all the liquid out, give it a bash. You can put it in the dryer, just throw in a couple of tennis balls with it. Otherwise, hang it on the line.
Yeah, I live in a unit. I don't have a line, but I think I just need a new pillow anyway. I think it is getting a bit old anyway. It's got lots of demons.
I'll tell you what, yesterday when I was walking around town, you can get 2 really good quality pillows from City Mission. They're brand new for $19. The same sort of pillows elsewhere are $39 and $49.
And they're new, are they?
They're brand new in plastic bags, yeah.
I'll have to have a look at City Mission then. You too, Maggie. Thank you. Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
We've been talking this morning about how often you change your bedding and wash your bedding. We got to get CFM's Rena on the phone downstairs, I think.
We've got to give her a call.
We always like to know her opinion.
Yeah, because she always says something funny.
Yes, my lovely.
Hello, Ren Ren. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Hey, Ren Ren, how often do you wash your bed sheets?
I honestly didn't wash our bed sheet for 3 weeks now.
Whoa, you're a ditty girl.
Yeah, well, I've got this thing on my arm. I couldn't, like, lift, you know. That's my excuse.
Is there anyone else in the house there that can wash bedding, though?
Yeah,
if Remy can, I already asked him, but, you know.
Remy's the dog.
The dog.
Okay, hubby, where you at?
What about husband?
Yes,
he not
please.
Wash?
Calling Ben, please change the sheets before you leave to work on Saturday. I really wanted it changed.
Yes.
3 weeks.
3 weeks now, it's disgusting. I know, plus Remy is sleeping in the bed.
Rena, let me ask you this. Is there all kind of juices and stuff on that bed or what? That's a
let's
yes.
not answer that.
There's like some stuff on it. Not telling you.
Okay, and you've got the dog in the bed, and your dog got groomed like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So your dog was also dirty.
Yeah, I know. Why am I telling this one?
I do not know. Okay, so that's the bedding sheets. How about your physical pillow?
The same.
3 weeks?
I'm really following this conversation because I've never done this before I arrived in Australia. So this is like my first time to look after myself, my own bed and whatnot. Something's doing it for me before. And I'm like, is that how you're supposed to do it? Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so have you ever washed your actual pillow, not the pillowcase?
Do you wash it?
Sometimes. Yeah, how often haven't asked you.
I haven't. I just throw them away and buy a new one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with Rena. I throw them away and I buy them a new one.
Yeah, because it's going to shrink. It's a little shrink, isn't it?
When my mum comes to visit, she washes stuff
It's
like
never
that.
The same once you've washed the insides of it either.
No, I would prefer to just splash the cash
gets all
and get
crusty
more,
and
more
dry.
Yeah,
oh,
if you can see that it's like yellowish already.
Yeah.
I have like two pillow protectors on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, so this has been filthy.
Thank you, Rena. Good to know. You're swimming in juices.
You're swimming in filth.
And white stuff.
Whoa, Rena, no! Hang up quick.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari, mission complete for another week. But before we go, let's dish those prizes out.
Prize Giving Friday.
Alrighty, it is indeed Prize Giving Friday. A huge congratulations to our Who Dat winner for this week, Ben from Devonport.
Benny boy, you've got yourself a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and you got yourself a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats player. Good work.
Congratulations. A huge congratulations to our Word Sanger winner of the week, Jill from Ulverston.
Jilly girl, you got $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Good on ya.
Birthday book winner for this week is Bailey from Burnie.
Hey, Bales, you got $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Spend it wisely.
Bales HB, one more time for your player. And our Chorus King winner of the week is Shanae from Ulverston.
Shanae, you got $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Enjoy your voucher.
Huge congratulations to you all.
All right, today we've been talking about washing. How often do you wash your bedding? All that good stuff. One more call, we've got to place.
One more. All right, it is time to dial Street Team member, Caden.
Morning.
Morning, K-Dog.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, K-Dog. Hey, question, K-Dog.
Yeah?
When was the last time you washed your sheets?
Oh. Don't ask me that. You have to wash your sheets?
It's been months.
Honestly, be honest with us.
It's been months, hasn't it?
When was the last time you washed your sheets?
A week ago.
How often do you usually do them?
when I can be bothered.
Which could be anywhere between...
1 to 2 to 3.
To 4? To 5? No. Hang on. To 6?
No, I don't take after you, Ed.
Oh, he's had a go. He's having a go.
Yes, finally someone's having a go at Adam this morning.
He's having a go, isn't he?
Okay, so you go pretty much 3 weeks.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even with visitors?
No.
No visitors?
No, it depends. If you've got visitors, you got to wash them more often, obviously.
Do you wash them before you go out to town, just in case?
Who prepares that much? I don't think that far in advance.
Okay, so you could be going back to dirty sheets.
I'm going to go.
3 weeks, K-Dog. That's a long time.
Ew. I'm joking. Once every 2 weeks, minimum.
You are not. BS.
I am.
Cool BS. No, so the street team.
Sleep in dirty sheets.
And Caden sleep in dirty sheets.
Pools of filth.
The coast is going to come after you.
Well, they're not dirty if you shower before you go to bed.
But 3 weeks.
Do you shower before you go to bed every time?
Most of the time.
I don't know about this guy.
Wow. I've got nothing. I'm going. Have a good day.
Bye now. Bye.